This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled to be joined by two leaders from a company called Fifth Column. Fifth Column's Fastings are doing really interesting work in the cybersecurity world. We're getting a chance to visit with the Chief Revenue Officer, Chad Fries, their Chief Product Officer, Devin Jones. Chad and Devin, let me ask you to take a moment each to introduce yourself. Chad, why don't you take introduce yourself first, then we'll go to Devin.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott. So, Chad Frazee, Chief Product Officer, Chief Revenue Officer, rather. And my background, just briefly, 20 years, I was at CBRE leading the Data Center Solutions Group, dealing with mission-critical infrastructure and assets, where my path crossed with Ray Hicks, the founder of Fifth Column initially. About 8 years ago, we were looking for ways at CBRE to help customers really get a better sense for what their environments, their infrastructure, their applications, their technology was doing to aid in capacity planning and getting a little more precision around the types of data center assets that they were going to be placing their environments in. And Ray introduced a technology to us that we were able to show our customers and give them a point of view on their infrastructure and what their environments were doing like they'd never seen before. This sort of front-end forensic discovery that happened quickly and was incredibly comprehensive. And that led to the journey that we're all on now together. So eventually became our family invested in Fifth Column, became a material part of its capital stack, and ultimately led to me coming on board full-time this year in January 2020, to help support the company's growth and capitalize this technology and the impact we see it having at scale in the market.
Well, just magnificent. And thanks for the introduction, Chad. Devin, let me ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself.
Hi, yeah, thank you. I'm Devin Jones, the Chief Product Officer for Fifth Column. I've spent the last 25 years or so building networking products. I was an early days Cisco guy, mid-90s, building routers and switches and IP telephony pieces. And I evolved into getting into some security startups, trying to build out a more simplified view of how it is that security issues are managed, which I believe is one of the largest industry problems we have. I was introduced to Fifth Column by our chief security officer, who I've worked with in many iterations in the past, and got very excited about what we're offering. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, Chad and Devin. So cybersecurity is one of the key issues right now in healthcare. I mean, it just is a constant. I interviewed yesterday a couple of chief information security officers, and it's almost a nonstop job trying to measure the cost benefit of what security products are putting in place versus what threats there are. And it's people issues, it's technology issues, and really trying to work through those issues. Chad, take a moment and introduce us to Fifth Column and what Fifth Column is doing.
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, so I think it's always important to give some context on the founder of Fifth Column, because it's his mission and his background that drives precisely what we're doing today with our offering and our approach within this unique landscape. Ray Hicks founded this company in 2012, but it's prior to that, his life journey that led to what we're doing right now that I think is interesting. He began his career at UUNET at really one of the foundational parts of the internet and the infrastructure that was going to drive it and grow it across the world, and was attacked in that role. He was one of the youngest people in the history of UUNET to run their R&D division, and his labs were attacked by a foreign state. He instinctually at the time counter-campaigned and attacked that foreign state back, and our government and their agencies observed him in action. And that led to his tour of duty within many of the most sensitive areas of government, that security and infrastructure and the things that you can do with it were focused on. After 9/11, probably one of the most meaningful things he did was at the Department of Homeland Security, he was tasked with developing the infrastructure and the design to create Homeland Security and federate and integrate together 90 plus intelligence agencies, and securing that sensitive intelligence and making it available to the right parties at the right time. And then he operated the infrastructure that Homeland Security still runs on today. In that role of running the Security Operations Center for Homeland Security, he recognized a fundamental flaw. In spite of having a massive budget to buy every best technology available and having a ton of motivated, some of the smartest people in the world in the subject matter area working on a large team, there was still a tremendous amount missed in terms of the volume of information being generated from these really complex and effective tools that was not able to leverage another technology to really isolate and filter out and surface the most impactful things that the human capital could be applying the time and attention on. It was a very successful operation, and it certainly is a world-class outcome, but it generated a mission for him that started after he left Homeland Security with Looking Glass, which was first attempt to create a technology that would do that. It would take all of the existing tools that were in place and lay on top of them and drive outcomes from the data they were producing in their respective subject matter areas or functional areas that would give more insight and more focus on what the teams that were operating them could apply their time and attention. Ultimately, he left Looking Glass, came to Chicago, started Fifth Column in 2012, and it started as a Cisco securities technology integration company where he was consulting, applying those technologies, and became intimately familiar with their entire stack and a leader of their R&D division as well, or not within it, but a advisor. He bootstrapped the company, leveraging that consultative revenue to create BOSS, or our Business Operational Security Suite, which is a foundational stack of technologies that today, Scott, is in its sixth iteration, but it is 100% hitting the mark for the mission that he set out to achieve, which was bring to market a platform that creates tremendous insight quickly and with clarity and with context that IT professionals can do a more effective job with the output of, and we can have an impact that suppresses a lot of the frustration and a lot of the challenge coming from the cybersecurity landscape and create real business impact and enterprise benefit with it. So that's the kind of long version of where we started, what the driver was, and where we're at.
And Chad, take a moment. You've been a highly successful professional, a home run career in the commercial real estate business. You decided to come to work with this to help drive this as chief revenue officer. What does that look like today? You don't have to tell me numbers or anything like that, but who are the clients? What's the typical type of customer of Fifth Column? Fifth Column's not a startup anymore. Ray started this now 7-8 years ago, so it's a serious, serious firm. Who are some of the customers? To give us a sense, and are there some of the customers in the healthcare sector?
Yeah, so I'm going to be a bit vague, Scott. I appreciate the question because we don't like to put targets on our customers' backs. And I think one of the flaws, and especially as you've seen in the headlines.
Certainly. So just give us the idea of like who the customer is.
Give me the profile.
What would be a prototypical developer? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we have customers in the healthcare space that range from multi-billion dollar, multi-specialty physician practices. We have multiple 500,000 bed healthcare systems. And then that extends all the way into global manufacturing and financial services, professional services. Every industry we've got a pretty meaningful customer base in. But specific to healthcare, you know, we've even have a dentist office. I mean, so we've taken our technology and we've enabled the impact to sort of extend from the smallest, most, you know, unsophisticated or under-resourced, I would rather say, from an IT standpoint, but
sure,
from the size,
sure,
to some really large, sophisticated enterprise.
And Chad, I'm going to turn to Devin in a second. Let me ask you, I mean, this is a big move for yourself, big family investment in this, and big personal investment in this, given the crazily successful career you have. On a 1 to 10 level, how excited are you about what you're doing at Fifth Column?
Absolutely a 10. I wouldn't have made the leap from a really successful and fulfilling career at CBRE to where I'm at now if I wasn't inspired by what the problem that Ray has solved with this technology and the market opportunity and more relevantly, the impact I think we can have in the market in a positive way and on a dimensional thing at the moment in time is such an important part of the entire level of success or downside or just general progress that we're making as an economy and as a society.
Thank you very, very much. And Devin, let me turn to you for a moment, and I'll come back to Chad on this as well. You're now the chief product officer is a, you know, critical role to constantly turn this into commercialized products, the useful, you know, impactful products. What are some of the big trends you're seeing in cybersecurity today? What do you think about?
Sure. Well, there's a few that are amplified in healthcare in many ways. The the customers that I'm seeing out there are struggling to understand where the risks are throughout their environment and understanding how to get information that will give them fact-based data to make those decisions to understand the risk. They have difficulty finding the right qualified individuals to come and man their organizations, and they're having a very hard time retaining them for a number of reasons. What I'm seeing is that managed security services as an offering is becoming more critical because they are the ones that are able to retain the talent, because they're constantly looking at more and more diverse organizations and landscapes and keeping their interest versus the typical tenure of a cybersecurity analyst or CISO is about 18 months. I'm also seeing
So let me ask you a question on that, because that's a brilliant perspective, quite frankly. That's really some type of talent you need for this. It's just hard to do it internally at most organizations, unless you're just a mega organization. Even there, it's hard to retain talent in this role. Who is it that a fifth column, who are you working with at a company or a health system? Are you working with the CIO? Are you working with the chief information security officer? Who's the interlink with the health system?
It depends on the organization, of course, but it's typically the CIO or the CISO, depending on who the decision maker is within that structure. And it can't even be the CEO, but it's the people that, or the person that has raised the level of concern with the fact that they have not enough information to make the strategic decisions to manage, identify and manage the risks.
This is a typical challenge at large and small health systems. The risks seem to be coming from every place. And it's not like the old days where you simply put the Norton protocol on your laptop and hope for the best. Now the risks are deep. They're from state actors and so forth. And so keeping up with those as a CIO or a CISO is just a brutally difficult job, isn't it?
It really is. And in fact, you bring up the right point. It used to be that we would apply a technology to solve this problem. And it's taken some time for many people within the industry to realize that the three legs of the security stool are technology, people, and processes. And without the right ones of all three, you're in trouble. You need to understand, number one, how to identify the problem, but then what do you do and how fast can you do it? And how quickly can you isolate it? And that's something that people now are starting to realize, that it is much more broad than just technology.
And how much do you see sort of this, health systems face a situation where the threats are escalating, and you're exactly right. It's people and technology. I mean, we hear so much from CISOs and chief information officers about how constant testing of people against phishing expeditions and so forth. It's getting people not to open the wrong things, not to do the wrong things and so forth. It's trying to control what comes into the system in terms of applications and modalities and so forth. How quickly are the threats changing and escalating? Are they just exponentially increasing daily? So you just need a top-notch managed security firm to watch this constantly? Or how exponentially are threats increasing?
There's a couple of factors in that question. Number one, the volume is what's increasing massively right now. And since COVID, it's gone up, I think I read like 300% over the last year, which I believe to be true. But the variants themselves, now always keep in mind, hackers are lazy, just like anybody else. They're going to reuse things, but they continuously tweak them so that they come up differently. So a signature system, for instance, well, in our world is necessary, but many people are now talking about them being obsolete. I don't believe that, but they're necessary, but they're not sufficient. And so now we have to have a lot more intelligence within our tools and within our people to be able to identify some of these risks, because the variants change daily. And I've read all sorts of numbers. I don't even know what to believe with the numbers I've read, but I sure know that there's variants coming out every single day.
Clearly. And Chad, let me turn it back to you. Both a couple of trends you're watching and a couple of priorities you're watching or that you're on. So as chief revenue officer, what are a couple of the trends that you're seeing and what are a couple of priorities?
Yeah, so one of the trends that we're putting a lot of our attention on is trying to help companies gain more context more quickly with what's going on in their environments. And it's an issue that is going to enable them to make better decisions and make them more quickly. And so as technology is out there and we're looking at how, as Devin just mentioned, a real lack of human capital that has subject matter expertise in cybersecurity, you're seeing a lot more dependency on outsource managed security partners. And historically, those partners have been all over the map in terms of what they're doing. But I think where the impact is really being recognized today is it's on finding partners that can take what technology will enable them to quickly visualize and see and isolate problems with, but then have attracted some of the best human capital with that subject matter expertise to support organizations that can't leverage a full-time dedicated workforce around that. So I think it's the combination of technology and people now more than ever that is a trend we're seeing deliver good outcomes, and more people within the industry on the buyer side of this are recognizing to be a compelling formula that they should qualify the best resources and the best options with. And the other thing that we're watching, especially in the healthcare space, is just it's the number of people paying ransomware versus not, and in some cases people are budgeting for ransomware just based on, as Devin's point, the volume of attacks that are out there and the frequency and the sophistication with which they're occurring. And our view is that isn't a good approach because you're just perpetuating the motivation of that threat actor. And we've had success in unwinding these threats at a far quicker pace with the application of good technology for far less expense than that payout approach. And so I think the industry overall needs to really dig in and qualify what is the most effective way to not spend more, but leverage the budgets they've got to generate bigger and better outcomes.
No, I think that point is well taken. And your point on the ransomware is exactly right. I mean, once you show a propensity to pay out the ransomware or pay the hostage fee, there's, of course, this reality that you're likely to be targeted again and again. The flip side is, once your systems are locked, you feel very helpless and feel like you have to do it. So it's a fascinating situation. The other point that you made on cost, and right now, a CISO or CIO could easily spend the entire health system's revenues on information security products. And there is a real need to determine what's really necessary, what's the cost benefit analysis, everything you do, because you'd be overwhelmed. You'd override the system with cost if you bought everything that was offered to you. So your point is well taken there. And let me ask, Devin, let me turn back to you just to wrap up here. You're the chief product officer, brilliant person in the security space. Talk about your couple priorities this year. What do you view as your top priorities in what you're doing?
Well, we did allude to it in some of our comments earlier. I think really simplifying the job of security and allowing organizations to understand their risk and have the right fact-based information to make strategic decisions for their future. They do need to increase their security maturity, and that's something that we do help people with quite a bit. But that's what they need to start focusing on, is increase that security maturity and then build out a process for strategic planning that most organizations don't have today. Chad, you and I have had that conversation quite a bit. And is there anything else that you would add to that?
And no, I mean, I think that the big priority for, at least for Fifth Column, is to deliver an outcome that's an easy button for security that really brings forward, like any of our peers in this industry should, a marriage of the right technology that makes the user friendliness one in which the customer is actually going to engage in it and extract from it the value they're going to have, but also have in place the human side of it as the advisor to that customer that can help bridge the gap in when events occur and when there's remediation to be done, so that they can rely on a whole package that has a predictable outcome that is cost effective, because budgets are constrained certainly, and delivers impact at the speed at which the threats are coming, and is leveraging the right tech stack by which to defend against those. So I think overall, Scott, I think generally you got to make sure that there's not unlimited money, but you got to get the most from the money that can be invested with the right formula of an outcome that is curated now to provide the threat and the risk mitigation that the current environment is generating.
Thank you very much. Chad Freeze, Devin Jones, welcome to Fifth Column. I want to thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. A pleasure for me to learn a little bit more about what you're doing, and just a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.